The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes returned 16 total starters, including 6 on offense and 8 on defense. Iowa's spring game and controlled scrimmage is scheduled for April 27th. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Can you give us an opening comment, then we'll take a few questions.
Well, certainly, you know, it's always good to get back on the field, and we've been out there now a couple of weeks, and I've just really been impressed with the team's attitude and their work ethic. It's been very, very positive, and you know, we certainly have a long way to go, like most teams, I'm sure, but you know, it's been good to be out there and working.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star and the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
Hey, Coach. Every ticket to your open practice Sunday in West Des Moines was gone in short order. Does that tell you this was a real positive move, taking your team on the road like this?
Well, yeah, I hope it is. You know, I think we're all excited about it, certainly, and it's something we kicked around during the out of season and just felt like you know, it was really an opportunity for us just to maybe go out and say thank you to the people from Central Iowa and also from Western Iowa and even over in Nebraska that traveled to Kinnick during the falls. You know, people have been great for as long as I can remember supporting our program. So, you know, it's just a chance, I think, for us to say thank you. And it also nice opportunity, I think, for our players just to break up the routine a little bit. And, you know, instead of left foot, right foot, you know, break up the routine. And I think they always enjoy playing in front of fans, you know. So it should be a great environment. We're really looking forward to it on Sunday.
Now you got LeVar Woods helping with special teams again this year. Of course, he made a big play with a return of blocked field goal in your first win at Iowa. Do you remember that play at all?
Yeah, because I'm not sure we would have won the game if it wasn't for that. We were hardly a prolific outfit at that point, but yeah, it was the only game that we won against Northern Illinois. And, you know, LeVar is just a tremendous person, first and foremost. And when we got here in 99, he was one of the guys that really emerged as a strong leader. You think about people like LeVar and Kevin Casper and that first group. They were seniors in 2000, never got to play in a bowl game with us, but guys like that, and you know, certainly some other guys who were on the team, Aaron Campman, et cetera. So, you know, LeVar was a great leader, great player for us. He carved out a really nice career in the NFL for 7 years, and, you know, we're just really excited to have him join the staff last year. And, you know, big part of the reason that LeVar was able to have a nice career in the National Football League was his commitment to special teams and teaming him up with Chris White. I think, you know, it's been a real good match. And then Kelvin Bell, who was a former player as well, one of our grad assistants. Those three guys are doing an awful lot of work in the special teams area, and it's really like what I've seen at least so far this spring.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk, you've had a little bit of time now to evaluate your quarterbacks. How is that group shaping up through this part of the spring?
Yeah, we've only been on the field 6 times, so, you know, it's probably right about where we expected it at this point. It's still a three-horse race, and, you know, we came into it really with no preconceived notions. We've been rotating all 3 players virtually, you know, every couple snaps, so they work with the ones, they work with the twos and the threes, and, you know, at this point, I think it's still just a, you know, jump ball for all 3 guys, but pleased with all 3 of them. They're doing a lot of good things out there, and they're doing some things that need to be worked on as well, and that's probably what you'd expect at this point.
I know the best Iowa teams have had strengths on both lines. I was wondering how both the offensive and defensive lines are shaping up, especially with some of the guys returning on the offensive line.
You know, on the offensive line last year, we're going to lose 2 pretty good players. You know, Matt Tobin really did a nice job. He came here as a walk-on and played well for us 2 years ago, and then last year continued to improve and really did a good job. And unfortunately, had to move out to left tackle when Brandon Sheriff was injured, and Matt really responded well. But I guess the good news with the injury to Brandon and Andrew Donnell created some opportunity for some other guys. So replacing Matt, and then James Ferentz has been a 3-year starter. But I feel good about, you know, where we're at right now. I think we got 6, 7, 8 guys that are competing pretty well, and then another tier of guys underneath there that I think are going to be good players. It's just a matter of how soon, so we're trying to push them along a little bit. Defensive line lost 2 seniors on that side as well, and you know, we were a really young group last year, so I think hopefully that'll show up in a positive way for this coming fall. So we should be a little bit more veteran probably on both sides, and hopefully that'll be something that works to our advantage.
Thanks, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from Lee Boffnett with Omaha World Herald.
Kirk, can you discuss a little bit about what your new assistant coaches have brought, you know, idea-wise, energy-wise, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at each of the three, and it's a little different story with all three of them. You know, start with Bobby Kennedy. He worked with Greg at Texas for, you know, 6-7 years together. So they, you know, they have a relationship and great rapport. You know, and Bobby has a familiarity with what Greg's looking for. So I think been good dialogue there. And Bobby's a high-energy coach. He's done a great job with the receivers. It's still a young group, and I think they've responded well. You know, if you move to Chris White, our most recent hire, you know, Chris has done a good job with our backs, and our backs are certainly further along than they were last year. You know, last year at this time, we weren't sure what we had back there. I think we have a much better handle on that right now. So he's done a great job there, and he's also, I think, done a really nice job with our special teams thus far. And he spent the last 4 years solely working on special teams. So I think, you know, I think there's some real upside there from that standpoint. And then on the other side, Jim Reed's a guy who's a veteran guy. You know, I remember watching Jim coach as an assistant coach at UMass, University of Massachusetts, back in the late 70s when I was teaching school at Worcester Academy. And it's the first time I met Jim. I was really impressed with him back then. And he's done a lot of things since then. He's been a head coach, you know, Division I AA's, coach in the National Football League, and most recently coordinator at Virginia. So he's got a, you know, real depth of experience, a lot of expertise and knowledge in a lot of different systems. And he's really been a good veteran presence, I think, in that room. And you know, if you look at that, our defensive side, both with Phil Reese and LeVar, they were all in first-year positions, if you will, last year, new positions, new roles. And so I think that veteran experience has really added to things there. So it's you know, things have really come together, and we've had a lot of transition now, certainly in the last 15, 16 months. And you know, but it's been fun to watch it all come together, and really pleased with the way staff interacts and the way they're teaching. And I think our players are responding in a real positive way.
On a slightly different topic, when you did your off-season review of your program, did you come to any philosophical changes or differences in the way you want to operate going forward?
Yeah, I don't know how in depth they are, but you know, I mean, the one obvious thing is we didn't play the way we like to play. I'm not sure we were playing always in a way that was representative of the way we like to play, and there are exceptions to that. Certainly, in the first half of the season, we did some good things and played real well in our first couple of Big Ten games, but for whatever reason, we kind of fell off after that. And you know, there's some different factors involved, injury being one of them. But bottom line is we just didn't get it done the way we want to. And, you know, the one good thing, I've said this afterwards, the one good thing about going 4-8, if there is anything good about that, it's, you know, there's no pass in the buck. There's no sticking your head in the sand and, you know, play here, play there. You know, we have to do a better job in all areas, and that starts with me. So it's that's just where it is. And all that being said, it wasn't much fun, but, you know, we're excited about what's in front of us right now. And last time we were in this situation, we had two really good years that followed, but it's not just going to happen because it happened a couple of years ago. We're going to have to make it happen, and, you know, that's the fun of this whole thing.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask about offensive line play at the college level. How would you describe the mix of playing well offensive line at the college level, mental versus physical? Is it 50-50? Is it 60-40 one way or the other? How would you describe that mix of playing good offensive line?
You know, it probably just depends on the individual, but it's it is a position that typically takes a little longer for guys to, you know, I don't want to say master because I don't think you ever master it, but it takes a little bit longer typically for guys to play proficiently in the offensive line. I would compare that to the quarterback position. Those are usually the two areas that take a little bit longer, but it also depends on what you're doing offensively, and there's so many styles of play right now in college football. So, but in general terms, you know, I think it's one of those positions where there is a mix. You're on the right track there, and really both of them are very important. You know, it's hard to be good physically if you don't know what you're doing mentally, and conversely, the other way, you know, you can know what to do, but if you know, if you can't execute what's being asked of you, it doesn't get the job done either. So it's It's not quite, I don't think, to the extent of playing quarterback, but it's closer to that class, I guess, if you will, in terms of degree of difficulty and, you know, what it takes in terms of proficiency in both those areas that you're alluding to.
And, Coach, the tight end position has evolved pretty drastically in the NFL over the past couple years. Is it logical to expect that to trickle down to the college game somewhat? And are you guys at Iowa looking at the tight end position differently now than you may have 5 years ago?
You know, I guess yes and no is my answer to the question. I think, you know, there's no question people in the NFL are, I think smart people have always valued that position. And, you know, I guess maybe you're seeing the tight ends being a little bit more involved in the passing game. But if you go back, go back to the 90s, the best teams, you know, in the 90s in the NFL, you looked at Dallas with Novacek and Denver with Sharp, you know, those guys weren't necessarily, you know, knockback type blockers, but they were guys that were proficient blocking and effective, but not necessarily the you know, big physical guys. But they gave you something in the passing game that people had to respect. And now, you know, you look at some of the guys in the NFL right now, and, you know, we had Dallas Clark come out of here 10 years ago. You know, he's had a really nice career. And, you know, so it's constantly evolving. But I think, you know, again, in college football, it's interesting this year. It's a big year in the draft for tight ends. But over the last decade, there haven't been a lot of tight ends playing in college football because a lot of people have moved away from that position and typically are playing with more of a, you know, big receiver type guy at that spot, or, you know, flexing them out. So, again, there's just such variety in the NFL or in college football right now that it's, you know, it's hard to really put it in one small box.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck the rest of spring. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Next on the teleconference is Iowa's James Morris. The senior linebacker is a two-time academic All-Big Ten selection and was an honorable mention All-Big Ten pick last season. He ranked third in the Big Ten with 9.4 tackles per contest in all games and tied for the team lead with 9 tackles for loss. James, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to be here.
Good. If you could talk a little bit about how spring football is going, looking ahead to next season, then we'll take a few questions.
Sure. Spring so far is going well. We're pretty much healthy across the board, or about as much as you could expect to be. We're about seven practices in, got one today. Still kind of ironing some of the kinks out, shaking the rust off, but the energy's good, and I like where we are as a defense.
All right. Thanks, James. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
James, you had two linebackers last year, yourself and your teammate, among the top three in tackles in the Big Ten. Talk about Anthony Hitchens a little bit.
Sure. Anthony was a first-year starter last year, but he's a guy that kind of played intermittently for the 2 years before. Early on in his career, he kind of moved around. He was first a safety and then moved him to running back. And then next thing we know, through strength training or whatever, he kind of blew up, and he was a 220-pound linebacker. So they moved him to linebacker, and since then he's really come into his own. He's a good player, really instinctive player, very athletic. You know, the things he does best is make plays in space. He's a big hitter, you know, and he's becoming more and more of a leader for our team every day. So he's practiced well, and he's going to continue to do so, and I anticipate big things for him this fall.
Your next question comes from the line of Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
James, do you feel that at the linebacking position that you're back to a point where you've got a lot of experience with several guys and you're kind of back to that linebacker success that Iowa's always had?
I feel like maybe we have an opportunity to have some of that success. I'm certainly not going to say we're there yet. You know, I'm not the person to ask for that. You know, I like the group that we have. I think we have an opportunity to be successful, but none of that's certain. I mean, we got to make it happen. So that's what we're trying to work on this spring, and hopefully the results will be there in the fall.
Hey, all the tickets to your open practice Saturday in West Des Moines went almost immediately. As a player, are you glad you're taking your game out to the state, letting other people kind of see what's going on?
Yeah, sure. And, I mean, even for us, you know, it's just something to break the monotony of spring ball, you know. I think people get in a routine, and, you know, this will be something different and a chance for us to be in a new environment and, you know, be around a lot of fans that, you know, either don't get to go to games in the fall, and maybe this is one of the few opportunities that they would have to see the team practice. You know, well, there's a lot of Iowa fans out in West Des Moines in that area, so it's exciting for us to obviously go do something new and also maybe give a little bit back to those fans that aren't able to, you know, participate in the fall.
Thanks, James.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Dave, I was wondering what you noticed about the defensive line so far this spring, especially Lewis. You know, he's a guy that played a decent amount last year. What have you seen out of him in the defensive line?
Lewis had surgery at the end of the year, so he hasn't been practicing. He's just been trying to come back from an injury. I think I'm not a doctor, but, you know, we're hoping that – or not hoping, I mean, we're anticipating that he's going to be back in full speed by the time fall camp comes around. But regarding Lewis's play last fall, I can say that it wasn't a surprise to anybody in Iowa City, anybody on our staff. Lewis is a guy that's been working really hard, and he really improved, you know, just in the last 365 days. I mean, a total flip in terms of the player he was, the player he is now. So that's exciting for us. We've also had a lot of guys that have been really practicing well just in these early couple of days of spring ball. Two guys that come to mind, well, three, four, I guess, is, you know, Drew Ott's been playing really well. He's a true freshman last year. He'll be a sophomore next year. Mike Hardy's a guy that's really coming on. He's sort of a late bloomer, so to speak. And then Carl Davis is another guy who he'd battled some injuries, but right now he's really playing at a high level. And if we can just get him to be really consistent, I think he could be a good player. And then Dom Alves is another guy, fifth-year senior, battled some injuries, but I think he likes where he is physically right now, and it's definitely showing on the practice tape.
James, as a defense, what are the two or three things you think need to improve the most for you guys to have much more success this fall?
You know, I think the biggest thing is consistency. We do things well. You know, we play red zone defense extremely well, and I don't know what it is about our mindset that makes us more proficient there than in the open field. But I think if we can kind of channel some of that attitude or some of that approach to everything we do on defense, I think we're going to be more successful. And then also I think that maybe as players, on-field communication and football IQ needs to improve if we're going to expect to be better, and that's something that has been improving. I would say we're better now than we were in the fall, and that's been an area of emphasis for coaches and some of the veteran players to try and improve that culture and that intelligence, that awareness, because we know we're going to need it if we're going to be able to win in the Big Ten today with, you know, some of the offenses being what they are. You know, there's really not a lot of time in between plays, and so the smarter you can be and the more heady a player you can be in between plays, before plays, after the play, I think that's going to help you be more successful, and that's what we're trying to develop with all 11 guys.
Thanks, James.
Yep.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Lynn Lee Bucknett with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, James, kind of a big picture question here. As a senior, what mark do you think your class has made at Iowa so far, and what kind of mark do you want to leave after this season?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, being really honest, the mark we've left so far, you know, if we're being completely honest and objective here, I don't think we can say it's a good one or a particularly strong one. And that's being brutally honest, and I don't like that. I mean, we were 8-5 my freshman year, so obviously my class had very little impact on that. I mean, some, but, you know, hard to argue that we made a significant impact. And then the year after, we were 7-6,
sure,
which wasn't what we wanted. And then this last year, we were 4-8. So I'm not happy about it, you know, if we're being honest. But I am excited that we've got one more opportunity to change things, and that's what we're really focused on is what we can do to get this thing turned around and really kind of leave a legacy or leave some mark that we're proud of. And that's my goal, and that's the goal of a lot of my teammates right now, is to leave something that we can be proud of, the fans can be proud of. We can look back and say, hey, you know what? The first part wasn't what we wanted, but, you know, we got this thing straightened out.
Well answered, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, James, we appreciate the time. Best of luck in spring practice. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.